little people, big people, all people. This is another episode of Buffed Up Sports, the only podcast that talks Detroit sports, the WNBA, and boxing. So thank you for clicking on this episode. But first, a few ground rules. If you want to go on the Buffed Up Sports website, go to buffedupsports.com. There, you will find the social media platforms that I'm on, and you will find the platforms that Buffed Up Sports is on, such as the podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or if you like the video aspect, you can check out the YouTube channel as well. So go to buffedupsports.com for those things, as well as if you want to send, you know, a little cha-ching, it's ways that you can help me out and financially support the show. So go to buffedupsports.com for that. Again, thank you for clicking on this episode. Please subscribe. So subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, subscribe on wherever you listen to the podcast on. Please subscribe. With that being said, again, thanks y'all. Hope you enjoy this one. Let's get on with the show. Here it is, folks. This is the first Buffed Up Sports episode on YouTube. We are live on YouTube. I'm saying live knowing I'm about to go through, edit this real quick, then publish it. But for all purposes, we live on YouTube. And then for my audio listeners who still listen on audio, hey, what's up to y'all? We still with it. Lot to talk about today. Lot to talk about. So hope everybody's doing well. Let's get right to it. We got to talk about them Red Wings. Shout out my Red Wings. I know my YouTube listeners looking at me crazy right now. They like, RJ, you wearing Pistons, but you talking about your Red Wings. First of all, I love all my Detroit sports, okay? Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, Pistons, you name it. I'm going to talk about all of them. But the Red Wings got my attention right now. Shout out my Red Wings. Because that playoff push is about to get real. I mean, we got to support the Red Wings like how we did the Lions. The same way everybody embraced the Lions this past season, we got to start doing it with the Red Wings. I'll be honest with y'all, because ain't nobody else going to say it, but I will, because this is my platform. If you ain't noticed, I'm black. I'm a black man, right? And I'll be honest with you, most people in my community don't watch hockey. It's just not a sport that's popular in my demographic. But it's time for the people in my community to start watching some hockey, all right? Because the Pistons, I love them dearly. I love them dearly. They not going to cut it, though. Because just the other night, the Pistons are down 30 at the half. Meanwhile, the Red Wings are in a tight game that goes into overtime and wins. Okay? So that tells you we got to start showing the Red Wings some love, because the Pistons, they just going to disappoint you right now. I love them dearly. That's just the reality of the season. The Red Wings going to give us some hope, though. They going to give us some hope. So that's why I'm like, we got to start watching the Red Wings. Remember, I told y'all a few episodes ago, I said as soon as the Lions season end, I typically get locked into the Pistons, right? I didn't do that this year because the Red Wings making that playoff push. I'm seeing tweets the other night when they won. Everybody like, is this the time for me to start watching the Red Wings? Yes. Yes. Watch the Red Wings. And let me tell you this. If you've never been to a hockey game, please go. I talked about it on the podcast 2 years ago when I went to my first Red Wings game. Never even been to any hockey game of any level. Went to my first Red Wings game. They won in overtime. Been hooked on the Red Wings since. Now, I watched the Red Wings back when we was winning championships, but I was also a young little fella. Couldn't comprehend it all. And I just didn't watch hockey as much. But now, I'm a grown man watching these Red Wings. I'm locked in, folks. Let me tell you, I missed out on them Lions tickets for the playoffs, right? But them Red Wings playoff tickets, let us get some playoff hockey in Detroit. Hockey town. Ha! I'm going to be there. When there's a will, there's a way. With the Lions, that wasn't the case. Y'all seen they was charging $300, $400, $500. It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. I still live with my mama. It wasn't going to happen. But the Red Wings is doable. I hope. So, moving on from one sport I love to watch in person, because hockey is my second favorite sport in person, low-key. My first, boxing. If you haven't been to a boxing card, please go. They've been putting a lot of events on in the city, just like how they did the other night with the Big Time Boxing USA, promoted by Salida Promotions. They had a bunch of local pro fighters, and it was just a great card. I mean, it wasn't expensive, so if you never been to a boxing card, start keeping your eye out for events like that in the city. They do a lot of events at the Soundboard as well. There's some events that be at Dearborn, or should I say in Dearborn, at Hype Athletics. So I know a lot of people out here familiar with that. So if you've never been to a boxing card, go check it out. Go check out your local pro fighters, because you will be entertained. There's nothing like seeing a knockout in person. Let me tell you, basketball, football, hockey, baseball, they all got different breaks somehow, some way, whether it's the period breaks, inning breaks, quarter breaks. There's a break, halftime, timeout, something of that nature. Boxing, no. In between rounds is 1 minute. You're not going to the bathroom and concession in 1 minute. That's just not happening. But also, boxing is not the sport where I could be on my phone, you know, I'm texting who knows who, I look up, a play happened. No, you blink, you will miss it, because that's how quick people get knocked out in boxing. So I say all that to say, if you've never been to a boxing card, go check it out, okay? My man David Benavidez, though, will be fighting Alexander Bozdik, as Benavidez is moving up to light heavyweight. And I don't know how I feel about this, folks. Let me state this real quick. It's not that I'm not confident in David going up to light heavyweight, because I feel like he'll do just fine. I'm more sick at the fact, what's up with Canelo? I want the Canelo Alvarez versus David Benavidez fight. We've all wanted this fight. We've wanted it for years. And so the word on the street is that PBC has given Canelo an offer. And so David Benavidez has pretty much said, if Canelo takes the offer, he will fight Canelo. If he declines, he's going to move up in weight. So now we gonna know who really ducking who. We all know David ain't ducking. Even if we think Canelo can beat David, David's not the one ducking. But I tell you what, if Canelo don't take this offer, I'm gonna say he's ducking, respectfully. So I need to know, do y'all think Canelo is ducking? So again, hey, if you're watching on YouTube, this is a great time to drop it in the comments. Is Canelo ducking or not? If you're watching on the audio platforms, go on your, you know, review section. Leave that review saying, yes, Canelo is ducking. I disagree, or I agree with you, RJ, on saying that Canelo is ducking. All right. So, I don't know. I think Canelo ducking. But another fight that just been announced that I'm excited for, Frank Martin versus Tank Gervonta Davis. I'm happy because Tank is back in the ring after about a year away. You know, hey, things happen in people's lives. He went through his, you know, trials and tribulations, but he's back. He's getting back in the ring, and I'm happy for it, because everybody knows Tank my favorite fighter to watch. He will never disappoint you. My man's had one hand against Isai Cruz, still made it an entertaining fight. That tells you everything you need to know. And plus, Tank, he got the ultimate eliminator when it comes to his fist. You know, you could be outboxing a dude. Bam! He hit you with that shot. It's over. See how just drop. Bodies just drop when he in the ring. Man. But no, it's a lot going on in boxing. Like I said, go check out your local pro cards. Don't go to the pay-per-view cards that's going to be $500. Don't do that to yourself as your first. Just go pay your $20. You know, you'll probably even get a good seat. You might even be able to dap a fighter as he's coming out. But don't go spending on $500 on your first fight. So, yeah, folks, check out the Motor City Soundboard. They be having a lot of fights there, but hopefully Wayne State gets some more too, because they got a nice size venue as well. Now I got to move on to the Pistons. You know, you see the gear. Why can't Detroit host an All-Star game? Not even being funny. Like, Indiana got one. None against Indiana. But if Indiana can get one, why can't Detroit? Even Chicago got one. If Chicago gets one, why not Detroit? Like, all the cities around. Cleveland just got one 2 years ago. Literally, all these teams around us are getting an All-Star game, except us. When do we get an All-Star game? They try to blame it on hotel space and the attraction in the city. I'm trying to tell y'all, Detroit about to get this NFL draft, and we going to show y'all we know how to put on events. Detroit just had SummerSlam back in August for the WWE. Detroit's getting the a men's Final Four in 2027, I want to say. Detroit is getting events. So why can't we get an All-Star game? But I guess if I had to make a counter argument to that, I'm about to argue myself for a second, because I get why Detroit doesn't get an All-Star game. The team that's in Detroit, aka the Pistons, they're not that great. Flat out. They're not. An All-Star game reminded me of that for many reasons. Because, first of all, Tyrese Halliburton, Indiana Pacer, he's in his home city for the All-Star game. Nothing against Halliburton because he hasn't done anything to me. But do you know how much I really dislike seeing that man on that All-Star game court? I mean, between him, you know, going to different events, you know, being an ambassador for the city, if you want to say. Then the All-Star Saturday night, he's in the three-point contest and the skills challenge. Sunday night All-Star game, he's in it. He dang near won the MVP. And you're probably like, why is that a bad thing? Because that man should be a Piston. My bad. Got a little excited there. But no! That man should be a Piston. We took a Killian Hayes, who I'm not going to do him too bold, but let me just say this. Killian Hayes didn't even get traded from the Pistons. 29 other teams didn't even want to make a trade for him. And then it's been about 2 weeks since he's been cut from the Pistons. 29 other teams haven't even signed the man. And we picked him over Tyrese Halliburton? Ah. And Halliburton's so good, too. He got that dog in him. He do. He is a team player. And it's just, it hurts my soul to see him out there hooping. The only thing that brings me somewhat peace, if that's even a thing in this scenario, is that if you get Tyrese Halliburton, you probably don't get Cade Cunningham. Reason being, the NBA draft lottery is so weird. One more win by the Pistons, we probably don't get the number one pick. Okay, so granted, we might have won a lottery again. Who knows? But I just try to keep that in my mind as what if. But life is hard to live on what ifs when you know that what if could have been on your team hooping. And then I'm not saying I'm one of those people, but you even got people out there making an argument of Halliburton would have been better than Cade. I'm not saying that. Because it's still too early to tell. I mean, yeah, if we want to go off right now, Halliburton is playing better than Cade. I'm not going to argue that. Halliburton got a playoff team right now. He's in the in-season tournament final. He was an all-star. I mean, yeah, his success is better than Cade right now. But Cade's ceiling might be higher for all we know. Still too early to tell. But that's neither here nor there. We need to talk about how can the NBA fix the All-Star weekend. First thing is this. There's so much wrong with it. And I've seen the debate on Twitter all week, and it was very valid because somebody said, I forgot who, so credit to whoever, but they had said, is it just the nostalgia of it? Is it just that we were kids and we thought it was good? I don't think that was the case, because even somebody who was older was like, nah, I was however old when Vince Carter did the slam dunk contest, and now I'm at this age now and I'm just like not happy with it. So it's not just the youth kicking in. It's bad, man. Let me tell you. All-Star Weekend, you know why it's bad? First, they changed too many events. First, let's start with the Celebrity Game. The Celebrity Game kicks off All-Star Weekend, right? Okay. When Chris Tucker or even Kevin Hart was in the All-Star, or even the Globetrotters. Remember when they used to dump the bucket of water on John Barry, who was doing commentary? That's when the Celebrity Game was great. It was fun. It was entertaining. That's the thing. That was the point of the Celebrity Game. It was to be fun. It was to be entertaining. It was to make the fans enjoy the celebrities looking like complete fools, if you want to say that. Some could hoop, some look bad, but it was entertaining for all ages, all fans involved, right? But then the comedians stopped doing it. The Globetrotters stopped doing it. Now, the Celebrity Game is full of people who I feel like are actually trying hard, and it's just like, I don't care. Also, The Celebrity Game stars don't even hit the same, because I used to know everybody on that Celebrity Game roster. Now I know nobody. I know like five people, baby, now. What? Maybe I'm just not hit with pop culture. I'm partially blaming all the social media and this YouTube and influencers. Dang, I just contradicted myself because I just started a whole YouTube channel. But y'all get my point. It's still the same point. I'm going to say it anyway because it's for real. The social media influencers and whatnot, I don't know, man. But you need to fix the Celebrity Game. The Rising Stars game is actually not that bad. Of course, the nostalgia kicks in with the rookies versus sophomores. Then they did the, you know, USA versus World. The little tournament format they got now with the target score is actually not the worst thing. It's pretty cool, I guess. You know, it's not too bad. Now, we go to Saturday night. You got to bring the Shooting Stars competition back. Because remember how they had to finish it by hitting the half-court shot? Always entertaining. Then let me throw a little of my Detroit bias in there, because the Pistons will be in it every year. So we got the Pistons legends like Bill Laimbeer in it. And then you had your current player like Chauncey who would do it. Then you had your WNBA athletes. So 1 year we had Swin Cash. Next year we got Katie Smith. That was entertaining to me, because you got the WNBA, NBA, NBA legend all involved in one event. Who doesn't want to watch that? Right? And then they take it away. But no, not only did they take it away, but let's go to the skills challenge. The skills challenge, the OG skills challenge. You used to have to hurry up, go through some cones, make some bounce passes, chest passes, shoot a free throw jumper, make some layups, do it as quick as you can. Darren Williams set the record back in the day, what, 25, 26 seconds? All the stars who got the handles and all that, like your Chris Pauls, Kobe did it, LeBron did it, D-Wade did it, Steve Nash, I believe, did it. All these guys that was shifty and whatnot, they would do it, right? Then they go jump the skills challenge. They want to make it all about the team formats. They got Giannis and his two brothers who are sorry, but they have no right to be in this competition, because we just don't care about them. They're not who fans come to see, if I'm being real with you. So that's a problem. The three-point contest is the only thing holding it down right now, because yes, they changed that too, but it's changed in a way that made it better as far as the money ball rack, all money balls, or even the long range shot money ball. Nothing's wrong with that, because that is the way the NBA has evolved. More people are shooting threes. People are shooting threes from deep range. Nothing wrong with that. Let's talk about that dunk contest though. Part of the problem is we've pretty much seen every dunk that can be done by an NBA player. Now, of course, there are dunkers on YouTube and TikToks and whatnot doing things that haven't been done in a dunk contest, okay? I understand that. But the NBA players can't do that. So that's the first thing. We've seen too many dunks. It's hard to see a 50 when we've been seeing 50s for how many years now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what really is a 50 anymore? So that's the first problem with the dunk contest. Then the problem is you have stars who don't do it anymore. Ja Morant has said he won't do it because he feel like the league will, you know, be on games with him. Aaron Gordon has done it three times. He didn't get robbed the first time. He didn't get robbed the second time. Definitely got robbed that third time. But the man has done it three times, and he could have won two out of the three very easily, you know? So that's a problem. Going back to the stars. Stars don't want to do it because they don't want to embarrass themselves. They don't want to get hurt, whatever. You have a guy like Jaylen Brown does it, and he pretty much helps their argument because, again, no disrespect to Jaylen Brown. He didn't deserve to be in the slam dunk final, though. Thank God he didn't win, but he did not deserve to be in the final, y'all. Let's be real. He didn't. But he did bad in the dunk contest. Again, Jaylen Brown's an all-star. He's the highest paid player in the NBA. But he did not do good in the dunk contest. Then that goes to my final point with the dunk contest. LeBron James. Did LeBron ruin the dunk contest? Yes. And I know some people are going to be mad at that take. It's not all LeBron's fault for the reasons I just said. But LeBron does deserve some of the criticism. Why? My biggest problem with LeBron, it's not that he didn't do it. many Hall of Famers who didn't do the dunk contest. Granted, you did have guys like Michael Jordan and Kobe do it. Even Dwight Howard did it in his prime, and he made it a pretty big deal. There's guys that's done the slam dunk contest that were, you know, pretty big superstars in the league, and there's plenty who haven't done it. My problem with LeBron with the dunk contest is two things. A, he said on multiple occasions he was going to do it. I'll never forget the one All-Star weekend when Dwight Howard, Nate Robinson going at it. Cheryl Miller, when she was still doing sideline for TNT, she asked LeBron on live TV, LeBron, will you do the dunk contest? LeBron James says, I'm not going to quote it, but it was along the lines of, I, LeBron James, will insert myself in the slam dunk contest next year. I'm putting me in the list. I'm doing it. Then he doesn't do it. Why would you get our hopes up just to not do it, LeBron? That's my first problem with him. Second problem being, he does the craziest dunks during the layup line before games. So we know you can do these dunks. It's not that you can't do them. You just choose not to. Obviously, the man's near 40 now. He's not doing it. But I just really wish he had did it because more star players might have been more open to doing it. But now, since LeBron didn't do it, everybody else feel like they LeBron. We all know how the league go. What LeBron do, everybody else follows. That's what it is, right? But another problem I had with All-Star Weekend, I wish it was more Pistons representation. Yes, we had Jaden Ivey and Jalen Duren in the Rising Stars competition. But I wish we had some guys during the Saturday night thing, like Cade Cunningham with the number one picks doing the skills challenge. I wish we had that. I don't know who can. Honestly, Jalen Duren is a nice dunker. I want to see him in a dunk contest. In fact, Rasheed Wallace said he went against him in a slam dunk contest. And Jalen Duren apparently got some dunks in the bag. And obviously, the All-Star game. It hurts not seeing any Pistons out there. It's been 5 years since we've had a Piston in the All-Star game. We had a one-legged Blake Griffin in the All-Star game. That was our last All-Star. It's been 5 years. I will say, though, the highlight of the All-Star weekend was Steph Curry versus Sabrina Ionescu from that three-point contest, because I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm a Steph fan, and I'm not Sabrina's biggest fan. She can hoop, don't get it twisted, but I'm an Aces fan. Aces, Liberty, you know. But Sabrina, I'm glad she did it because, one, she showed she can hang with the guys. Because let's be real. If she went against the guys who did participate in the three-point contest, she would have tied for first place. Okay, she would have had to go to a shootout with the four guys that did go into a shootout. It would have been a five-way shootout now had Sabrina competed with the ones in the regular three-point contest. And two, yeah, she lost, but she went against the greatest shooter of all time. Of course she was going to lose. Not even being funny. I don't care who's going against Steph Curry. I'm picking Steph Curry. So I don't want nobody coming on here saying, oh, RJ, you're a sexist. I'm not. Because if you know me, you know I watch the WNBA way more than you do. Because I'm going to state that. But no, for real, y'all. It's Steph Curry. What did you expect? Not even being funny. Now, I'm not going to. Now, Kenny Smith, what he said was crazy. Because she literally shot from the men's line and did better than the men. What do you mean? That was crazy. But Sabrina shut me up. I was thinking about Caitlin Clark. Because I was going to say, I kept saying it should have been Caitlin Clark versus Steph Curry. But Sabrina went in there and said, hey, I could put on a show too. And she did, because she had Steph on the ropes. So I'm not even mad. But last thing on the NBA side of things before we go to the W, free beef stew. But continuing back to Caitlin Clark, congrats on Caitlin Clark for setting a college scoring record for the women's side. I really hope Caitlin goes to the league. I'm looking at, you know, the schedule. Just earlier today, I was looking at the WNBA schedule trying to see when should I go to Indiana for a game. So I really hope Caitlin get in there. But, yeah, I got to see Caitlin, hopefully Indiana, fingers crossed, because Indiana's the closest city to me. Because, you know, they took my WNBA team away. But, hey, I'm just happy for Caitlin, though. A lot of people give me static for being a Caitlin fan because politics, but the first time I seen Caitlin Clark play, true story, I had tickets to the U of M versus Iowa game, free tickets at that, you know, was given free tickets. Me and my friend went, And during the car ride, she's saying how, like, ooh, we get to see Caitlin Clark. I'm like, who? She like, Caitlin Clark. I'm like, who is this Caitlin Clark girl? That girl, man, she dropped 44 in Michigan. I'm rooting for Michigan. I got Michigan gear on. By the end of the game, I start standing up cheering for her. I'm cheering for Caitlin Clark at this point. No joke. She pulled up from the logo. Swish. Had 44 on Michigan. First time I seen or heard about her anything. Had 44 on Michigan. Been a fan since. Also, I want to say this on the, before we get up. Asia Wilson. I read her book. Now, I didn't read it because I hate reading. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate reading, but I listened to a book. I listened to Asia Wilson's book, Dear Black Girls. Now, before you say, well, why are you reading a book called Dear Black Girls? It was not just for black girls. She was just saying her experience as a, you know, young black girl growing up, turning into a woman. But the reason why I bring this book up, because there was so many things in there that I enjoyed about the book that everybody could use. I mean, there were so many messages in there. Being yourself was one of them. Knowing how every day isn't perfect, but you got to keep pushing. It's hard to push. You're going to have days where you just want to, you know, do nothing, but it happens. Talked about accepting and then handling grief, which was big. But also, it was just a simple and smooth but deep read. It was a 3-hour read. I read it in one night. No joke. I read it in one night. But I want to shout out my favorite player in the W, the 2-time MVP. But if you haven't, go check out Asia Wilson's book, Dear Black Girls, because we all know Asia Wilson as the basketball player. But once you get to hear her story as a person, you will be like, dang, this girl won 2 MVPs. Dang, this girl won 2 championships. Come on, man. That story. Go read the book. Lastly, this was something fun that happened to me this week. I got to ask Chelsea Gray, you know, Vegas Aces point guard, got to ask her on Twitter what was her favorite assist of her career. And she said, you know, it was the behind-the-back spin move to Asia Wilson that went viral last season. And that actually made my day because Chelsea Gray is one of my favorite point guards, male or female. Let's just, you know, it don't matter men's league, women's league, it don't matter. Chelsea Gray, that's my dog. You know, she be making some crazy passes, bro. So I just wanted to give Chelsea Gray her flowers before we get up out of here because I've always held her in high regards when it comes down to the best point guards, you know, no matter the gender, no matter the league. And then, again, being an Aces fan, that 2022 playoff run, the way she was hooping, if it wasn't one of the best hoops an individual can put on, I don't know what is. Because if that wasn't the best hoops, it was top 5 easy. There's put her on the, that 2022 playoff run deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore's of playoff runs, no matter what league it's in. Some of the best hoop go. In fact, if you're watching on YouTube, you could go ahead once this video ends in like 2 seconds. Go to that search bar, look up 2022 Chelsea Gray WNBA final highlights. Thank me later. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I hope you come back for more episodes. Remember to please subscribe on whatever platform you are watching or listening to Buffed Up Sports on. If you can, comment, leave a rating, leave a review, because I love to hear all the feedback. I mean, feedback is appreciated. So the comments, the reviews, the ratings are appreciated. Also, remember to send it to a friend, send it to 2 friends, send it to 3 friends if you love today's episode, all right? And even if you didn't, still send it to them to tell them how bad it is. I don't care what you do. Just send it to some folks, please. But remember to go to buffedupsports.com. That is the official Buffed Up Sports website. There you will have the social media links that I'm on. You will also find the platforms that the podcast is available on. And you will find the ways to, you know, support the channel on with the cha-ching ching, if you know what I'm saying. So remember these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't y'all worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there, and God bless you all. Peace!